Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining me here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or Brupolo over in Tupelo. Still haven't clipped out the Carlo thing. I'll do it. The next time he's gone, we'll have it. It'll be all right. Between now and then, though, if you need a cup of coffee, you know where to go. And if you don't live in Starkville or Tupelo, you know where to go as well. StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. 2:30 cookouts tell you that you could, or 2:30 kickoff means, you know, dinner time on the grill, perfect. If you want to have a mid-afternoon cookout, that's great, you know. Everybody maybe eat during the early games, and then you're done eating, and you can just lock in. I don't know how you want to do it. I just know that if this is going to be a good weekend to fire up the grill, and beef is the thing that you want to put on there. Put some steaks on the grill this weekend for Mississippi State versus Minnesota. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. What are you looking for, Mississippi State? They've got it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you vest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, talk to the bankers at Priority One Bank, bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number, bankers that will give you a level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's kind of weird here in the Super Talk studio today. I'm recording. If you were listening yesterday, you know that I had to do two podcasts in one day. That's why I'm wearing the same shirt you're watching on YouTube. But it's Labor Day, so there's nobody else here. I'm the only one here in the Super Talk studios. I got my door open. It feels weird. Feels weird being the only guy here, but let's talk about this guy, Anthony Smith, from Minnesota. The stats kind of speak for themselves for this young man. From a season ago, 38 tackles, 17 and a half tackles for loss, 12 and a half sacks. He had two games with two or more sacks, and then another three games with a sack or a sack and a half. Watched some highlights of this guy. Interesting, you know, they move him all over. It's not just from the quarterback's blind side. They will let him bull rush from the right side. They will play him in the middle. They'll play him with his hand up or his hand down. Very versatile player. This is a guy that just, I'm not a scout by any stretch of the imagination, but when I see a guy like that, the way he's dominating, you got to think he's going to be a pretty high pick in the NFL draft. Good motor, appears to be a, you know, big physical guy, but has got some speed, can bull rush, can speed rush. Again, I'm not trying to sound like a coach here, but I was very impressed. It's just a five-minute highlight tape. It's called a highlight for a reason, right? It's not a low light. It's not, here are the plays where he sucked. That's not what that is. But you watch enough of this guy play football, and you know he is a problem. And here's the truth of the matter with a player like this is that a year ago, this would have been a guy like that could have single-handedly wrecked Mississippi State. And so that's going to be the question is, that's where we'll really see if there's improvement. A guy like this a year ago would have played Mississippi State and walked off the field as the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. He would have had a couple sacks. He would have had a couple tackles for loss. He would have, in general, made life miserable for Blake Shapen and Devon Booth and Fluff Bothwell, and State wouldn't have been able to get anything going because of this one guy. And so you're hopeful this year that that's changed. Now, I know the Pro Football Focus is just a tool. It's just a guide. Don't get Lane Kiffin started on it. But, you know, State's offensive linemen, of the guys that started, Boone and Chester were both highly rated. And then Prudhomme and McVay are just kind of in the middle. And Shumpert Perkins didn't have a great game. Now, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is the state had 732 yards of offense, a school record, fifth most in SEC history. They put 62 points on the board, and if they had left their starters in the whole game, they might have scored 100. So that's why I get why Pro Football Focus, just use it as a tool, guys. It's not the be-all, end-all, all right? Yeah, and also you don't need an analytic to tell you that Kamario Taylor had a fantastic game, do you? You shouldn't anyway. You know, when you look at their analytics and J.J. Hill has the best game, well, yeah, he did, but there's context to all these kind of things. Mississippi State's offensive line has been the single biggest thing that we focused on this podcast over the last 5 months, right? Or maybe even going back further than that, when you talk about what State did and didn't do in the portal, and then the pursuit of Jordan Seaton and how that didn't work out. By the way, Seaton, SEC Offensive Lineman of the Week. I had a feeling that something like that might happen. You go into camp, and I mentioned it a few times. One of the positive things I took from it was it seemed like State settled very early, maybe even back in spring, on who their starting five was going to be. And so those guys are locked in, working together, building chemistry, working as a unit. That's great. I thought, by and large, Saturday night that, you know, State ran the ball effectively. State was able to protect Kamario Taylor. No sacks of Kamario Taylor. Faced pressure a couple of times, but, you know, he's able to get out of that because he's Kamario Taylor. And that's not an underrated or maybe an overlooked, you know, part of that is that there are going to be some time. You know, you're not going to play perfect. And there are going to be some times, especially when you're playing against a guy like this kid Smith, that he's gonna make a play. But Kamario Taylor is such a plus athlete that it feels like his pocket awareness is very good. You know, we've only seen him a few games here, but it feels like he feels the pressure, he feels the rush, and can start moving his body in such a way to avoid it. So there's going to be some plays where it's going to be like, well, it broke down and Kamario's going to have to make a play with his legs. But I trust Kamario Taylor's ability to do that. I feel very confident that, especially if he can break through the first, you know, the pocket collapses, if he's still standing, if he can step up in the pocket or if he can break outside, that's a real problem for a lot of teams because he's going to be able to outrun most of them, and the other ones he can kind of run through. So State's offensive line is the key to this game. And honestly, we're going to be able to say this next week too. You could just go ahead and replay this whole podcast, and where I say Anthony Smith just changes to Dylan Stewart. Two of the most devastating pass rushers in college football. State's going to play them in back-to-back weeks. So we're going to find out quite a bit about this offensive line. It's tough when you play a team like ULM. And, I don't want to go back on the things that I said about, you know, we how much we were going to be able to learn from this first game. I do feel like we did. I do feel like the we were able to get a lot out of this first game. I think this team is absolutely improved. Now, improved roster doesn't necessarily equate to improved wins and losses because you play the other teams could be better too, right? South Carolina could be better than they were a year ago. Missouri could be better than they were a year ago. Teams that you wouldn't have beaten last season, are you that much better than them now? We'll deal with those games when we get there. I know Levy's over here. If Levy was listening to this podcast, he'd be like, Brian, like, can we just focus on this week? I get it. But this is State's offensive line has been the single biggest talking point of this entire offseason. Anytime I've done an interview on, you know, Chuck Oliver or Mac and Cube or Texas Ags Radio, the places where they have me on. Not that there's a whole lot of them, but some do. And they're like, well, what do you think of Mississippi State? It's like, I need to know about this offensive line. So it goes back to something else, though. Those grades I just gave you from Pro Football Focus. Would we say that was around a C, C plus? Well, isn't that what we said all offseason long? They just need to be a C or C plus, and Kamario and the skill position guys and the defense will take care of the rest. One game down, that's where you are. And so if they're a C plus, and look, it's a sliding scale. What's a C plus against ULM might be an F against Minnesota. Would certainly be an F against LSU or Oklahoma, right? You got to slide up. It's got to be C plus against everybody. And if you get anything better than that, if you're a B plus or an A, you're definitely going to win. State skill position talent plus the quarterback, you're going to win if the offensive line is gives you an A effort. I don't have any doubt about that in my mind. watching this team play, watching the way that Camario is able to run the offense. I don't have any doubt in my mind about that. But it's got to be that way. So we spent the whole offseason kind of building to this point where for Mississippi State to be what it wants to be, to win the games it wants to win, to have the kind of season that it wants to have, the offensive line has got to be able to block guys like Anthony Smith. So if you look at Smith game by game, you know, obviously some big games in there, but against Ohio State where Minnesota got handled, completely shut out, no tackles, no sacks. Against Purdue, not a good Purdue team, two tackles, half tackle for loss, no sacks. Against Iowa, Minnesota got absolutely handled in that game, three tackles total. I'm looking at his zero sack games. Against Wisconsin, that was not a good Wisconsin team, one tackle. And you do have to, you know, ask yourself, what can State do offensively to eliminate this guy? Some quick passes, get, you know, the ball out wide quickly. You know, you saw some of that Saturday night. Lebby, for whatever reason, since he's been here, has been less likely to go horizontal than I would have thought when State hired him. I thought there would be a lot more quick screens and those short passes out in the flat. There just haven't been as many of those for whatever reason. Lebby is absolutely a north and south football coach. But that can also work in his favor, too, because if you've got an aggressive guy, maybe you can, you know, you just run right by him. You know, attack where he was kind of situation. State's running game is going to be a big key. I think State should be able to physically be bigger and stronger on the offensive line. You know, the Smith issue is a pass. There's so much technique and everything involved in that. But if we're just talking about mushing straight ahead with State's offensive line and a 225-pound, 230-pound Fluff Bothwell and a 230-pound Camario Taylor, I feel like that's a good advantage for Mississippi State. I think you just have to go into this kind of game, especially as a fan, right? Look, if the kid has a sack on the first play, that's great. If he doesn't have another one the rest of the game, who cares? So you've got to go into a game like this. When you're playing a top player like this, you have to understand that he's going to get some plays. And Minnesota's going through the same thing. They're watching Camario Taylor. They're going, look, this guy's going to have two or three throws where it's just like, what could we have done? He's going to have a run where it's going to be, what could we have done? It's how much does he do in the other 60, 70 plays in the game? And it's different, obviously, for a quarterback versus a defensive end. But again, a year ago, Anthony Smith would have wrecked this Mississippi State team. His presence alone would have been enough to turn the tide of this game. We're going to find out if that's the case on Saturday. I don't think that it is. I think State is better on the offensive line. The way they blocked on Saturday night. Again, last year, Chapin was under pressure against Southern Miss. He was under pressure against Northern Illinois. There was no pressure on Camario Taylor. How many times would you say he was under pressure? Once. Once where I think – I wouldn't even call that – there was one play where it was a running play, and he just made the wrong read, but he was able to reverse field. But by and large, there wasn't a lot of him having to escape the pocket to make plays. That was not the case a year ago. So that's a great, you know, great sign for Mississippi State. They're where you want them to be on the offensive line. So just again, remember going into this game, this is the guy you're talking about, Anthony Smith, is an All-American player. All right, he is the preseason Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. He is a likely first-round pick in the 2027 NFL Draft. All right. The idea that you're just going to completely neutralize him, it's far-fetched. So just understand going in that he's going to have a couple of plays. He may get a sack. He'll have a tackle for loss. That's fine. If his stat line coming out of this game, if you could tell me right now that he had four tackles, one for a loss, and a sack, I'd feel really good about State's chances of winning. But if you tell me he had 2.5 tackles for loss and two sacks, that's problematic. And that's how fine the margins are, right? We're talking about one more tackle, but a tackle for loss is a blown-up play. So, I mean, we're talking about the difference between gaining yards and losing them. And that's kind of what this game is all about. So just go in with that mindset as you listen to me. When we sit down Saturday to watch this game, you can't sit there from the mindset of he can't get anything. He's going to get at least one sack in this game. I'd be willing to almost guarantee it. If he doesn't, boy, I feel really great about it. I will absolutely come on Monday, Sports Talk Mississippi, Monday the 14th, and just be like, hey, this offensive line is way improved, that they didn't even give up a sack to this potential All-American guy, that would be great. It's just about how good they're going to be. Again, they're C-plus on Saturday. A C-plus against Minnesota is probably enough to win, and win with some relative ease. Anything below that, and it's going to become problematic. And then the good thing about Kamario Taylor is he appears to be, you know, we haven't really seen it this season, but he appears to be good enough that if you can just be good defensively, he might be good enough to drag the offense to a win. That's kind of what happened with Ole Miss on Sunday. Defensively, they were awful in that game. But Trinidad Chambliss, even without Kawan Lacy, was good enough to drag them to the win. Kamario, I think, has that same kind of talent. So he can drag this team to win, but he needs his defense to show up a little bit more than Trinidad did for Ole Miss. So we'll see. We'll see. All right, don't forget, we're doing picks tomorrow. Carlo will be back with us tomorrow, so we'll do that then. Let's move into – we're going to do a little NFL talk. Why not here? That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. I'm hungry. I don't know why. This is that little – I'm in the time right before the show starts, so I can't really go anywhere. I'm hungry. And I'm back into wing mode. All right, I had a week where I didn't eat any wings and I didn't think about them. Now, if you said, let's go to Two Brothers and get some smoked wings, I'd be like, yeah, I'm in for that. So that'll probably happen this week. So what we already marked down the Older Brothers happening this week. Let's mark down Two Brothers as well. Perhaps I can, you know, find Robbie Falk, who, of course, is no longer with us. Maybe he'll come go to lunch with me. So we'll see. Well, you know, he doesn't listen to the podcast, which is fine. It's fine. I don't listen to his podcast. I don't listen. By the way, I'll give a shout out within the ad. I shouldn't do it. You know what? I'll wait. I want to give a shout out, but I'll wait. Anyway, Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. Do you need technology for your business? Well, guess what? They've got it at Advantage Business Systems. If you need a new copier or a new printer, new laptops or computers, Advantage Business Systems have got it, and they've got you taken care of with a great price. More importantly, they're going to take care of you long after the sale is made. You know that if something goes wrong, they're a phone call away. They're in Mississippi. They can fix it the same day. That's headaches taken care of, all right? That makes it easy for you at Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. If you're looking for great Mississippi State gear here in Starkville, no better place to get it than Maroon & Co. They've got it all. They got the biggest and best selection. Everything you're looking for polos, hats, T-shirts, hoodies, pullovers, footwear, stuff for the tailgate for your car. If it's Mississippi State, you got it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, make sure before you go to the game that you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. Guys, I mentioned it earlier. It is hot outside. So if you've got to mow the grass, let's get it done quickly. And the easiest way to do that is with a John Deere mower. A John Deere commercial mower right now at Scruggs. 0% financing up to 48 months. If you got the big jobs, you got the huge tract of land, you might need to talk to them about a John Deere compact tractor. 0% financing up to 84 months. It'll be 2033 before you got to worry about that. I'm just saying. Nobody can beat the deals. Nobody can beat the financing that you can get at Scruggs. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber. The name to know, the name to trust. If you are a landowner in this state and you're just trying to make sure you've got the best management of your own land, you need somebody to come in and help you manage your resources, manage your timber, Good Hope Land and Timber can do that with a quick phone call. Trying to buy or sell land, Good Hope Land and Timber can make that purchase or that sale happen for you real quick. Like, doesn't matter how big or small we're talking about, Good Hope Land and Timber can handle it. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a quick phone call, 601-442-9888, or visit them online, g-hope.com, locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Let's talk about some NFLs. Oh, the shout out. I have a shout out because I got a shout out. I don't expect to get shout-outs very often, but I got one. If you were listening to Brandon Walker's college football show on Saturday after the game, about 10 minutes left in the show, he gets a FaceTime from Hardy. And so he's like, I'll take this one. So they're talking about State and blah, blah, blah. And he asked him about about the running game. And Hardy's like, well, I've been hearing about J.J. Hill from Hey Dad and Robbie forever. And I was like, that's a true statement. We have been talking of J.J. Hill since he was a junior in high school. So appreciate the shout out, man. That was cool to see. See a superstar just name dropping me like anybody knows who the hell I am. So that was cool, though. And then apparently did I hear that Brandon and Robbie made fun of my cousin on Tell 'Em Fall? What? That's my family. What are we doing here? Huh? Maybe we won't see Robbie no more. I don't know. I mean, he's no longer with us. Maybe he'll be no longer with us. That kind of thing continues. We can't have that. All right. NFL starts tonight. Seahawks versus Patriots. Super Bowl rematch. I got no fantasy guys in either one of these first two games. I got no Patriots, no Seahawks. Hurt to not have Jaxon Smith-Njigba over the last 2 years. He's been the stalwart of my back-to-back championship fantasy teams. Then I do have Matt Stafford on my bench, but he's not starting for me. And then I don't have any 49ers. My starting quarterback is Dak Prescott. Again, you know, I kind of mentioned this yesterday. I think at this point in Dak's career, I don't know that he's ever going to be a championship quarterback, but I will say that this Cowboys team looks better equipped to be a real threat to do something in the postseason than he's had maybe since his first year in the league. That they've made a lot. I'm a Saints fan, as you guys know. It burns me. I hate giving Jerry Jones credit, but it feels like the moves they've made defensively, they've added some good pieces. Obviously, offensively, they should be really, really good. And if Dak's healthy, he's going to be a real live MVP candidate for this year. The odds of him throwing for the most yards and most touchdowns in the league are high. Like, I shouldn't say that. The odds are. I'm saying you can't get great value on those odds because people are going to believe in him. I mean, CeeDee Lamb and Pickens are as good a duo as you've got, maybe outside of what Chase and Higgins in Cincinnati. So, and you know, the Eagles appear to be in a little bit of flux. The Giants and the Commanders aren't going to be any good. The division is certainly there for Dallas's taking. So, you know, when you're a Mississippi State person, when you're talking about Dak Prescott, it's just different for us than it is for everybody else in the country. You know, everybody else in the country doesn't have they don't. It's not necessarily. I guess I could go for a step further. The average NFL fan who's not a Cowboys fan does not want Dak Prescott to succeed. They don't like the Cowboys. I myself am not a Cowboys fan by any stretch of the imagination. I understand that Dak Prescott being successful would be helpful to Mississippi State. So there's kind of this weird symbiotic relationship there for me. But the rest of the world that's not cheering for the Cowboys wants Dak to fall right on his face. And so I think when you talk about Dak Prescott to the average NFL fan, their opinion of him is going to be less because they just don't like the Cowboys. But statistically, Dak Prescott has been an outstanding quarterback. He's been really, really good. I don't pin the Cowboys' problems and their shortcomings on him. And so, what I would say then is, to take that a step further, is, well, okay, I don't pin the shortcomings of the franchise on him. But now the franchise has made some good moves, and they should be among the favorites in the NFC this year. Obviously, everybody's going to put their money on the Rams. They've built a little bit of a super team. We'll see how that goes. The Seahawks are the defending champs. The Eagles are still the Eagles. They're still a really good team. The Bears look like a good young team. The Packers, the Lions, maybe one more push for the Lions this year. The NFC South is just flip a coin, right? I'm hopeful the Saints can do well there. But the NFC, you know, after the Rams, I feel like it's very wide open. And not necessarily, you know, with the Rams, you've pinned so much on Matt Stafford, who's old in football terms. Who knows how much longer he can go? And this could be the year where the wheels start to come off a little bit for him. He certainly got a lot of talent. And, you know, Puka Nacua, who knows what's going on in that guy's head? You know, there is a world where the Cowboys win the NFC East and could possibly be, you know, maybe the one or the two seed in the playoffs. And at that point, Dak Prescott does have to bear some responsibility for what happens. You know, like I said, I've been willing to slide, but at this point with the team that he's got around him right now, If the Cowboys are the one or the two seed, then he needs – I'm not saying he's got to win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying he's even got to go to the Super Bowl, but they need to find a way into the NFC Championship game. They haven't played an NFC Championship game in 20-plus years, if I'm correct. Got to find a way to do that. You've got good plate pieces around you. I certainly think Dak is going to be successful this year. I wouldn't have pinned my fantasy football hopes on him otherwise. But I do think he's one of the more intriguing players out there. You know, when you wear the mantle of the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, so much comes with that beyond what you do on the field. I think Dak's done a great job of handling all that. But this is the year for me where Dak either elevates himself into that next tier of quarterbacks. You know, right now that the even if there are quarterbacks who haven't won a Super Bowl, but you would say are in the top tier, right? You certainly would say Josh Allen is there. You'd probably say Lamar Jackson is there. And then there's the second tier. It's probably where Dak is. He can elevate into the first tier with some playoff success this year because the numbers are certainly there for him. I think he's going to have a great year. I think the Cowboys are going to be really good this year. And I think that they are a real team to watch in the NFC this year. So NFL football back, and now we're rolling. So let's just so we have this straight. We've got NFL tonight. We've got NFL tomorrow. We've got, you know, Friday night, there's some college, obviously high school football going on. Saturday, all day college football, and then Sunday, the NFL kicks off for real. Ah, it feels good. It feels right. It feels absolutely right. So, good luck to your NFL team out there, unless you're a Falcons fan. I'll just say it. My wishing you no luck got nothing to do with how bad your team's going to be this year. The Falcons should be absolutely putrid. I can't be any more excited about that than I already am. Going to go see a Saints game a little later this year, taking my my youngest daughter with me. I'm really excited about taking her to the Superdome to see the New Orleans game in October. It's going to be a lot of fun. NFL for the season. I'm not the biggest NFL guy in the world in that when the Saints are bad, I can just kind of disconnect from it. Like, I'll watch, but it doesn't emotionally ride with me the way that Mississippi State does. But when the Saints are good, it's super, super enjoyable. I think the Saints could be pretty good this year. I don't think they're going to be like a 10 or 11 win team like that, but could they win 9 and win that division? Yeah, they absolutely could do that. So good luck to your NFL teams, as I mentioned, except for the aforementioned Falcons. All right, Carlo, back tomorrow. We got an interview with Randy Johnson from the Minnesota Star Tribune. So we'll do opponent preview. We'll talk a little bit more about Minnesota. Plus, we'll get our SEC picks out of the way for week 2. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Carlo Barone, who isn't here, I'm Brian Adad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. This is it.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.